The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, how much do we hate the damn Rona now? Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. There's also the text line. You can hit us up on that, 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. So when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? This is probably going to be a bit of a somber show, Mr. Hoffman.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain. It's probably the toughest day since we've been doing this for me. So, there's not much to celebrate right now because – we're losing a couple guys at our station that are really key dudes and entertainers and, you know, guys who have been a part of this station for a good while and guys that I believe in and I hate to see go. And not only that, not only like good, you know, entertainers and good radio guys, good workers, but just good people, man. You know, Raheel is like, I don't think there's a nicer dude at our station, honestly. I mean, I don't think there's a more genuinely nice guy. And if you go down the list of like how friendly people, I'm probably the least friendly guy on the station. Like maybe Charlie, but like, I'm not looking to go out of my way to talk to people and say hello. Raheel, knowing this, is always still like, hey man, how's it going today? He's just a cheerful dude. He makes you feel good. And Barry is a, I've known Barry since before he was in radio. And, we were friends before we were coworkers. And, that makes it doubly painful. You know, Raheel interned for me when I worked in Austin. I mean, going back 12 years ago. So, today's a rough day, man. Certainly.
Yeah. Well, and yesterday was rough for the same reason. It just wasn't public yet. And
yeah,
both those guys, I mean, I just hate to see it, but unfortunately, you know, this is where we are with the coronavirus. And this is what I've been worried about all along. And frankly, I don't know that this is the end of what we're going to have to do to be able to keep having a viable station for people. I mean, it's a mess out there. And, listen, I love both those guys. Barry is just a great dude, and you know I've loved having him around, and Raheel the same. And you know I'm gonna throw Cody Stutes in there too because we lost him a couple weeks ago, and Raheel and Cody especially were just instrumental in helping us build SportsMap to the point where I'm not needed there anymore. And having this happen, it just I've been through this before, and I hate it, and frankly, if I could afford to, I would just say, here, take my salary and keep one of these guys. But, you know, realistically, you know, that's not in the cards right now, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I really don't, but, I know those guys will land on their feet, and it's just the timing really sucks for Barry because it's not like he can go out and do a bunch of comedy right now, but there's no way around it.
There's no good time to lose your job, ever. I mean, it's not ideal, it's a tough job market out there. Certainly, and Raheel is a multi-talented dude. Barry is a multi-talented dude. Yeah, I mean, Barry made some good coin you know, pre-entertainer Barry made some good coin, and I, you know, I expect that he'll be able to again, or he'll find another radio gig when this thing wraps up. But I believe both those guys are going to bounce back and probably end up, you know, hopefully doing better than they were here. Is my hope.
Yeah, I hope so. And a lot of people asking, you know, what are the odds they'd come back when the sponsors come back? I mean, I would love to see it. But I mean, I also know that it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better in terms of sponsors. And we're very dependent on that, as are all radio stations. And, you know, it sucks. Nobody wanted to do that. Nobody wanted to see those guys go, not a person in that building. And, you know, but it's just, there's only so much we can do right now. And it's very unfortunate. And, you know, hopefully, yeah, I know those guys will do fine, but yeah, I would love for things to get back to where they were, and you know, it'd be able to get everything back to the way it was. But you know, I think anybody who's, and listen, a lot of you guys have been through this, and I have family members who've been through it. I mean, there's 30 million Americans on unemployment right now, so a lot of you listening, you know, you've been in that situation. You may still be in that situation. The reality is, you know, this thing, and I've been scared of this from the beginning, that if we did shut everything down, that this is what would happen. And now I just think we're at a point where it could easily get worse as we bring it back. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if this business is going to look the same in 6 months. I don't know that any businesses are. So it sucks for them. It sucks for us. And, you know, I spent some time today driving around just so I could listen to Raheel this morning and listen to some of Barry this afternoon. And, you know, it really hits you that, you know, these are people that have been important parts of what we're doing, and they're not there anymore. And 409 says, I had to lay off half my crew today. It sucked. And I didn't even like them as much as I like Barry and Raheel. And that's the thing, guys. It sucks getting laid off. It also sucks having to lay off people you like. I mean, it just, there's no positive to it.
Yeah. There's not really a good spin you can put on it, man. These are guys that, that I really enjoyed being around. I really enjoyed working with. And, I hate to, you know, this isn't what you want to, it's probably not what my bosses want to hear, but our station is weaker today than it was yesterday. That's a fact. Our lineup is weaker. And there's not really any way around it. And, you know, hopefully, we get to a point where we can, you know, rebuild this thing and get back to what I'd like to see the station looking like. But there's no way around it right now that you know, we had a leg kicked out from the table.
Yeah, well, and I think everybody understands that we're, you know, it's not, I mean, we're a weaker station today. And, you know, I mean, the reality is, unless things get better, we're going to be even weaker moving forward. And I know all that sucks and nobody wants to hear that, but I mean, right now we're just doing the best we can. And, you know, it's, like I said, when I had to go through the layoffs at the Chronicle, I thought that was the worst I ever felt about anything. And about 2 days into it, I said, you know what, just take my salary and save a couple people, because I hate that we've taken what essentially was a Super Bowl winning newspaper and we're about to tear it up. And I didn't want to be the guy who had to oversee that. And in retrospect, I think that was a mistake. I should have stuck around because they needed leadership. They needed somebody to kind of guide them through it. And, you know, so I don't have any regrets in life, but I think in that case, I would have liked to have gotten through it. And that's what I hope we can do here, is try to just keep getting through it as a company and as listeners. And the thing that really strikes me is how, and just listening to these guys, is how much you guys have invested in us with your time, with your interest, by supporting our advertisers, and how connected you've gotten with the guys on the station, and it makes it personal. And I know there's some people who are really mad, and, you know, hell, I'm not happy about it, believe
me.
But it just, you know, it makes it personal for a lot of people who, you know, maybe they're doing what we're doing. They're sitting at home at working, and they haven't really been affected by it. Well, you know, now you kind of are. And, you know, I hope that we start realizing that we've got to do something here. And, you know, I know, I mean, there's a lot to get to, especially getting into Twitter wars again today. But, yeah, I do hope people realize that this is a real thing that's really affecting our economy. It's going to get so much worse, I'm afraid. And, yeah, it's just a sad damn day. And I'll be honest, there's very rarely been a time where I didn't want to do a show. I mean,
yeah.
And yesterday was one of those days, and today is even worse because, you know, it had already impacted us and some of the people around there who knew, but now it's impacted all the people who have invested so much time into those guys, into our station, and it really bugs me, man. I mean, it really does to see how upset people are. I mean, it's a good thing because it means that they had a nice connection with people, but it's also something that we can't replace right now. And you're right. We're not a better station today than we were last week. And nobody here likes that. I mean, just a year ago, we're building and building and really trying to get something special going. And had all the support for it, and it was going great. And then all of a sudden, this crap happens, and we're all just kind of looking at each other like, well, what the hell are we going to do here? And it's not, you know, now it's a matter of we have to make this the best we can make it with what we have.
Yeah.
And I hope someday in the not-too-distant future, we are able to do what we were doing, and get this thing, get your vision for what you want for the lineup put in here and really make it work. And I hope that that's going to happen. And I believe that'll happen at some point, but it sure doesn't feel like it today.
No, couldn't have said it better. And, you know, I'm already getting people, dude, trust me, my job right now is not the easiest job. And I mean, obviously I've got a job, so I'm not complaining, but people already complaining about the new lineup or what they think the new lineup's going to be. So there was it was misreported today what our new lineup was going to be on a national website. Oh, so boy. I've been dealing with that today. I mean, it's been a hassle, but we're doing the best that we can is all I can say, and when those decisions had to be made. It's painful, and literally, I mean, it feels like it's pulling a piece of you out of you because, and honestly, there was, you know, the possibility was going to be there was more people, but obviously the goal was to keep this thing as intact as we could for now, and hopefully, you know, I hope that's all that has to happen between now and when we're back to normal. But you know, none of us know.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing. We really don't know. And I know that a lot of you guys are going through the exact same thing with your own companies, whether you're, you know, one of the bosses that's having to make these decisions or somebody who's been laid off because of it. And it's there's nothing good about any of this. And all we can do on our end is try to make the best of what we have to work with and, you know, try to keep you guys entertained and try to keep the station relevant as best we can with what we have to work with. And that's what we're going to do. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we're happy about any of this by any stretch. And, you know, we're just going to do the best we can. Let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, I got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops, produnkhoops.com. That's where you go when you want to buy the best basketball hoop in the whole wide world. And you might say, well, what makes their goal so special? Well, thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. They've got a tempered glass backboard. It's so strong. Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to come out and replace it for free. It's got a rust armor finish, and they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've even got a fully portable version, and they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle. So any age can play. You can get out there and feel good dunking the ball or whatever. I'm telling you, since this shutdown, my kids have been outside every dang day on this Pro Dunk Hoops goal, and it's the best decision I made. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all. See all the accessories at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or you can give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Getting a lot of people blaming us, a lot of people wishing it had been us and not them. Hey, if that's what makes you feel better, guys, then by all means, you know, but that, unfortunately, a lot of things go in to these decisions. It's not just, you know, who's good, who's not. I mean, unfortunately, there's, I don't want to say necessarily hamstrung by things, but I mean, there's a lot that we have to do in order to, you know, make the right decision. And, you know, and it's not always based on, you know, just who we like and who we don't. I mean, it's not that simple. You know,
well,
believe me.
Yeah. It's not like we went in there and said, you know, which one of these guys do we want to get rid of? That's not the way it works.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, the reality is a lot of businesses are going through this, and, you know, we're definitely not immune. What we're trying to do is, you know, come up with a model that's going to help us navigate this and get through it. And we've got, you know, really good people here still, and you know, I'm just hoping that we can continue to make it work, and I think we will. It's just, you know, there's no way to feel good about it. And you know, today, as I mentioned, today I did kind of a weird day because I had to go get the wife's vehicle inspected, and when I went in there, the little guy who runs the shop was just so excited to see another human being that he just sat there and talked to me for 40 minutes. I'm kind of like, dude, could you please go fix the car? but I get how people are, you know, and I mean, his business is way down because people aren't driving around in their cars, but, you know, it's just interesting that, you know, he's probably, I've never spoken to him for more than a minute, but you know, I go there for a lot of times, and, you know, and here he is just wanting to talk. And I think people are running into that now, and I think that's why people are in such a hurry to rush back. I was encouraged by, well, when I went there, everybody had masks, and everybody who came by there had masks, which was good. And then I swung by Specs because my vodka supply is getting low, and that's kind of my drink of choice right now. Everybody had masks on there. But I had to go to Walgreens to pick up some prescriptions, and they have a sign, don't come in without a mask. Four people in there without a mask. I hope they didn't serve them. I hope they just said, you know what, you can't buy this stuff without a mask.
Yeah, a lot of places are, they're saying masks are encouraged. Like, I mean, listen, if these places are going to be open, and I've been in debate for the last 48 hours, it feels like, about whether or not everything should be open. And I want to point out that I'm not, we should be locked in our houses forever guy. I think that there are businesses that probably should be reopening. I don't know that, you know, that most restaurants are being helped by the fact that they're open now. I don't think they're helped. I don't know. I don't think that gyms and tanning salons and places like this should be opening. I understand everybody's got to go to the grocery store. I get that. Just wear a mask. I mean, that's the most simple way to put it. I mean, and we're all looking for answers as to what we can do to stop this thing, and everybody seems to want to get out of this thing. I don't know anybody who's team COVID-19 at this point, but that means you can't just talk about what you want on Twitter. You got to go out there and you got to actually do things to help. You got to put on that mask. You got to wash your hands. You got to do these things that may feel like an inconvenience to you, but it's better for the overall good.
Well, I as I've said all along, I think there's a balance between opening and being smart. And I, at the beginning of this, I was against shutting things down because my fear was if we did that, that it was going to destroy the economy. We would never stay out long enough for it to work. And so the people were going to die at some point, the way that this thing was going. And, you know, and that's why I was against it. And now that we've done this, I kind of feel like, well, it almost feels like a waste to me because I don't think that we're going to stop the cases from happening. And we've done all kinds of damage that we can't get back. I think there was a middle ground there, and I still think there's a middle ground. I think as people come back, and they're not doing it, and that's what bugs me, because I can't control what other people do, nor do I want to. But just doing the simple things like that, washing your hands, wear a mask, restaurants have people 6 feet apart. I mean, if you just do these things, then is it going to stop it? No. But is it going to help keeping it from getting out of hand? Yeah. So if we can just do that, I mean, and I think it's everybody's choice. In fact, I mean, if you decide you want to go back to the gym, then, you know, all right, but make sure you've got sanitizer and you're wiping those damn things off. You know, that's one that I've decided I'm out on.
No way am I going to a gym.
No, and as much as I... You know, that's something I love doing, but I'm going to put one in my garage and I'll be fine with that. And that's, you know, that's one adjustment I'll make permanently. What I'm, and I don't know, you know, I've always been a really social person, but I'm very concerned about just psychologically having been locked down so long that maybe I don't want to go do things anymore. And that's kind of hard. I mean, it really is, because you sit here and you're able to do your job, and then you realize, you know, okay, some of these people aren't doing stuff. And I mean, how do you walk into a Walgreens with your wife and neither one of you has a mask on?
That's just crazy.
And it just, and does it impact me? No, because I got mine on and I'm fine. But,
it does, because you're protecting them, but they're not doing you the same courtesy.
Well, you know, that's, yeah, but I mean, I'm assuming the mask helps me too. I mean, I've seen studies that your percentage of getting it if you've got one on is pretty low. A lot of people want to know what the new lineup's going to be.
The new lineup is going to be the bench from 7 to 11. 11 to 2 will be Charlie Polillo and Joel Blank in a to-be-named show. Nick Sciarra will produce that show, and will be a third voice on it, but I don't know what that show is going to be called. And the Will Cain Show will be on from 2 to 4, a nationally syndicated ESPN show. And our show will continue to be on 4 to 7. So in before you all say national radio sucks, I'm not excited about it either, okay? But we're in a situation where the Will Cain Show costs us as a company $0 annually. And there are businesses out there who want their company attached to a national brand. So, this wasn't my idea of what I wanted the station to be, but sometimes my ideas don't get the final say. This is a weird time, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and we said none of this happens in a vacuum, and there's a lot of people involved in it, and I don't know, man. I'd love to sit here and tell everybody that these moves are the last ones and we'll be fine, but I can't do that. We don't know. We really don't know. So the hope is that we can get by with this for a while and get things back to normal, and then, you know, get the station to the way that AJ envisions it. And, you know, that's going to require a lot. It's going to require a lot of advertisers to come back. It's going to require a lot of new ones. And, you know, and if that happens, it's going to need for this whole thing to start turning around economically. But I don't know when that's going to be. And I think anybody who thinks just getting back and starting to do things again is going to jumpstart this economy, it's not. I mean, it's going to be a while. And we're just hopeful that we can get through it. I'm hopeful that everybody can get through it. And, you know, we'll take it from there. And we do appreciate the sponsors that have stuck with us. And, you know, right there at the top of the list is my man, Dr. Linville. And, you know, he found a way to work through this. You can get a virtual consultation done right now. Just go to 975hair.com, and he'll take a look at you. And they'll be back in business here very soon. And when they are, you can go in and get it done. And I got to tell you guys, it makes such a huge difference. I mean, I love how my hair is growing out. And it's cool. I was sitting out watching the Blue Angels today, and the wind's blowing my hair. And it's like, oh, this is cool. I can actually feel that again. And it's real simple. It's a neograft procedure. He takes the hair off the back of your head, and he just puts it where you're balding. And in my case, it was really bad. And now, man, you can't even tell. It just looks totally different. It's your own hair. It's not some BS hair plug. And guess what? He had it done himself, and his hair looks fantastic. So he knows what it's all about. And just go get the consultation, 975hair.com. Just hear what he has to say. And I promise you that once you see his hair and once you hear how it works, you're going to want to do it. Go to 975hair.com. Get that virtual consultation today. Get your hair back, 975hair.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And so we said, I've heard three different things about the new lineup. What's the actual new lineup? If you go back on the podcast, last segment, AJ went over the lineup. So, and then Nick sent us this tweet that says, I'm a mask wearer, but things like this make me question how much it's actually helping. And it's one of those Twitter things that says COVID size equals this, poor size. Guys, just quit looking at that stuff. You know, I mean, honestly, go look at what scientists say, not what people are putting on Twitter. I mean, it really... There's a lot of information out there that's not good information. And if it basically we're doing, you know, there's way too much of the fortune cookie stuff running around out there. It's like, this is this, and this is this. And it's like, oh, this many this. The reality is we don't know. All we know is let's just take precautions. I mean, I know those things are uncomfortable, but... You know, it just, if it protects you, if it protects somebody else, great. Even a little bit. So,
Lamont says, I tried to be quiet, but man, I like AJ, but to hear him sound somber about the cuts while at the same time in favor of a continuing shutdown in any facet makes me feel some kind of way. Although I benefited personally from the shutdown, it was complete BS. I'm telling you, I'm not in favor of a complete and total shutdown, everyone stay in their houses. And I don't know who thinks that I'm not being affected by this as well. I mean, Fred knows. Fred and I both took substantial pay cuts to get through this time so we could lose less people less fast. My wife, who's a small business owner, hasn't worked in 2 months. It's impacting everybody. Does it mean that I'm going to be like that lady, the lady on Twitter today, the grandma killer? No. I mean, I still think that there are certain things that we shouldn't be rushing back into, especially knowing what's going to happen. And that's knowing that I'm making significantly less money than I was, you know, 3 months ago. And we'll probably be making significantly less money for the foreseeable future. This isn't, you know, no one's untouched by this, but it doesn't mean that I think that we should just go willy-nilly dive back into going to the friggin' gym. Sorry about that. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Between what we lost from my derby stuff on pregame, from what we've lost in appearances, from the pay cut we took, my income's down about 40%.
Yeah, and that's not even me talking about my like March Madness on
right.
Pregame. That's not talking about appearances and stuff like that. It's a massive cut.
And you know, I've also come to the realization that I may never make as much money as I made 2 years ago and last year. It just may never happen again. And you know, even if we do survive this. And are still able to do the show, and that's the reality. It sucks, but you know there's not much you can do. I mean, I would love to be able to go do shows at all these bars again. But realistically, when's that going to happen? It's not going to be anytime soon. And you know that's a big part of our income, and it's just. It sucks for everybody right now. And I know a lot of people are going through the same thing. I've had a lot of people tell me, I mean, that 15% pay cut across the board is happening all over the place. I had tons of friends telling me that. And that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
So, I would go back and just say that, if you get a chance, go find that interview Dr. Katz did with Bill Maher, and because he addresses a lot of what you're talking about, and the fact that you can't just jump into the pool with the sharks, because that's kind of what Sweden's doing, but that you can do it responsibly and still get things going again. So, somebody says, speaking of masks, there's an idiot on the AM side of the radio, has a morning show. He's promoting that people don't wear masks, even to go so far as using a clip from Dr. Fauci in March about buying up all the masks so they're available for first responders.
Who's saying don't wear masks?
He didn't say it. Some radio guy.
Okay. Is it Michael Berry?
I don't know. It's some guy in the morning on AM. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what the lineups are, but
wear a mask, people.
But try to make something fun out of it. I mean, I figure, listen, if I got to do this, then I'm going to order some cool stuff. I got a Toronto Maple Leafs one. I've got a Canadian flag one. I've got, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And I ordered three from Craig, get a couple of ones, that'll look cool. And I'm treating it like I do baseball caps, man. You get something and yeah, is it uncomfortable? Sure. If I wanted, if I'm going to go to a restaurant and wear one, do I have to pull it up to eat? Yeah. Is it inconvenient? Yeah. So what? So, somebody said must have had been the toughest phone call you had to make, AJ. That is. I mean,
dude, it's brutal. But you know what? I mean, at the same time, don't feel bad for me. It's not. I mean, those dudes. And unfortunately, Raheel heard through the grapevine before I got to tell him, which is a great regret to me. I wanted to be the one to let those dudes know because that's my job first of all. But I wouldn't want them to find out some other way. But, yeah, it's not an easy call to make. But it's easier to be on my end than theirs, I'm sure.
Yeah, and like I said, it's something that, unfortunately, I've had to go through. And it was horrible. And when I made the decision to leave, I kind of got to see the other side of it because I was – 41 years old, and did not have another job lined up for the first time in my life. And after about a month where it started getting really tight, it got a little scary. And I almost took a journalism job in St. Louis, of all places. And fortunately, I got into radio and teaching eventually, and just, went through some crappy times there. But I mean, it's a scary thing. And, especially now with everything, the world falling apart around us, it's no fun, but it was no fun to have to make those decisions. The worst thing I ever had to do was I had to go and put together a list of all my employees and rank them based on how important they were. And then my boss would do the same thing, and then the big boss would do the same thing, and then they combine all of them. And that's like the worst I've ever felt in my life, was having to sit down and put that list together. And and then they said, once you get out there and it's uncertain, it's scary, man. But
Houston media critic says, yes, it's Michael Berry. He's also blaming Hidalgo for Abbott's executive order. That's the thing. If you're a Democrat, people are going to blame Abbott. If you're a Republican, they're going to blame Hidalgo. None of these politicians care about you. I hope everyone realizes that. Very few at best. It's really gross watching all this. It has to be politicized one way or the other. If you're a patriot, you want to get everything back to business. You want to get things up and running again. And if you're a leftist or a socialist, you just want things to shut down and you want the government to hand you money. I mean, I hate it. I hate all of that. I've seen hypocrisy of it on both sides. I mean, just disgusting. Because it shouldn't be politicized. This is one thing we should, like, remember for, like, it was maybe for, like, a few weeks, but after 9/11, when Democrats and Republicans weren't bitching at each other, like, just for a little bit, like, this seems like it should fall under that. Like, something everybody's kind of on the same page about, like, yeah, let's get rid of this thing.
Unfortunately, though, that's not it. People are, they're lining up. And frankly, I don't know where I'd like to know where you guys would classify me on this, because I feel like, yes, we need to get back out there, but let's do it with masks. Let's do it with social distancing, and let's do it smart. And I don't know where that puts me, because clearly I want people back out there and I want businesses going again. So that puts me on the right, but I'm okay with the mask, so that puts me on the left. I don't know. What am I, AJ?
I don't know.
I mean, I've probably been, I've been more pro opening things up than most people, but at this point, I think once we've done it, we put ourselves in a position where all we did was delay and maybe give people a couple more months of life, and not very good right now.
Yeah.
Someone 3 says, look at the bright side. They got the Blue Angels to fly over our hospital. That was badass today. I don't know if you got a chance to get out and see them.
Oh, I did. I was maybe a little bit early in the thing, cause I saw it in the Woodlands.
You were right at the start.
I told my kids yesterday, they were all excited. They were jacked up about it. And we went out there, we got a parking spot, and our little crew sat around in chairs and looked up in the sky, and, oh, we can hear it coming. First of all, the thing didn't go right down 45 like the path said it was going to.
Yeah.
It totally missed that. Secondly, like when they went over us, there was no smoking. Like it was just, it looked like, it looked like a bunch of birds flying in a row. I mean, it was wildly disappointing. And then I saw a bunch of other people's videos, and I'm like, dude, that's badass. Like, why didn't they do that by me? So I got the crappy part of the Blue Angels.
Well, this is the first time I wished I still lived in Houston House, where I had that nice corner apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Two sides. That would have been awesome. But it was pretty cool I just went up to our third floor balcony. And when they came from up north, they went right over us. But they had just turned on the smoke probably about 5 miles away, so I didn't get the smoke. And then when they went back down south, they went right by me again. So I got two really good shots of them and got to see them. But the thing is, they were like
braggart
8 minutes ahead of schedule. I don't know if they, you know, they did the exact pattern that they were supposed to or what, but they were supposed to go by my house about 2:57, and it was like, you know, 2:49 when it happened.
Well, we caught the beginning of it, and then the way the path looked, we were going to try to haul ass over to like Willowbrook Mall and catch them as they passed through the second time on the northwest side.
Yeah.
Before they rolled out. And after the first time, I was like, first of all, there was too many cars. We wouldn't have made it back anyway. But after seeing the first of it, I was like, if that's it, I'm not hauling ass anywhere to go see this again. So I got the lame duck experience of the Blue Angels. But then I saw everybody else. I mean, it's badass what they did. I mean, it's a little odd because it's, you know, I wonder how many dollars in fuel they used, which could have been used, you know, on other things that seem more pressing. But that's neither here nor there.
I mean, they have to fly anyways.
Why?
To keep up their certifications, and they have to have so many hours per, I think, month when you're a pilot. So they're going to have to waste that fuel anyways flying for a certain amount of time. So might as well, you know.
So what's the Navy going to do, uncertify all their guys?
I mean, you literally have to do certain things to keep up your pilot license.
Right, but we're also literally in a pandemic where if you're telling me rules like that can't be bent, then what are the rules?
I don't make them. I just know that they exist.
Well, Darnell says they were supposed to circle around, but they never came back. So they didn't follow the map that apparently they didn't follow the map that was planned to be followed.
Well, that explains the time difference too. And yeah, you know, somebody asked that, couldn't they use that money for other stuff? Well, listen, guys, it's not like fuel is that hard to get right now.
That is true.
And you're also, I mean, you think about how many people did what we did, went outside and watched. I mean, I saw a whole bunch of people in my neighborhood, and people were excited. It gave them some joy. Hey, guess what we could use right now, guys? So, no, they couldn't have spent the money on something better, in my opinion. I think it was awesome that they did it, and I'm glad they did it. And, yeah, if it, you know, costs some fuel money, then, boy, I'd rather have my tax dollars go to that than some of the other crap. So, let's go to break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Got
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
No sleep till!
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And not the most fun show today, but we'll do what we can. A friend of mine told me that about the Blue Angels. They were early and they cut it back way further east than they were supposed to on the final descent. But yeah, he said he had a good view of both trips over from his balcony. He's over in Montrose. But they went right directly over us once and then right by us once. So
damn. Yeah, I'm just mad I didn't get the good stuff.
Yeah, I would have liked to have gotten some of the smoke trails, but other than that, you know, and Mac Daddy says, Aaron's right. It was also budgeted for them to be doing this during air shows that are now canceled. And, man, I love that stuff. I really do. I grew up going to air shows. I've always been fascinated by aviation, and like the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. Where it was just such a gift when I was a kid to get to go see him, and I'm glad your kids got to see him. And it was, you know,
I don't think my kids are ever going to ask to see him again. I may have to take them to one of those air shows to try and redeem it. But I was like, guys, this is going to be so badass. You guys, I mean, it's a rare thing to get to see these guys in action. And you get out there, and I mean, it was literally, it looked like a flock of birds flying over. There was no smoke, barely any noise. I was like, oh man, that sucked. That yeah. sucked. Like if I were 12 or 8, I would have been like, my dad's an idiot. This was stupid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, take them to an air show where they do the tricks and everything and the flying sideways and all that. I mean, it's just, it's amazing to watch. As I said, I just want to say it's sad to see the shows you get used to hearing daily gets knocked off and some great talent has to leave. But unfortunately, this is a time of a scared economy. We all have to adjust and keep moving forward. And we do.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what we're going to do our best to do. And I'm working on some other things, you know, that hopefully will help the company even more and get us in a better position. And it is, but we're a business model that almost everything we do is based on advertising dollars. And guess what? There's not a lot of right now.
Advertising. So. Well, a company's willing to spend money because everybody's scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, maybe it's rightfully so, maybe not. I don't know. That's why it's hard to get too upset one way or the other because, I mean, none of us really know what the right thing is here. I mean, I've been saying, you know, don't open up gyms, don't open up nail salons because it's unnecessary. But it may turn out in, you know, a year from now that I was wrong. It may also turn out in a year from now that we opened things up too soon and things got, I don't think anybody knows, honestly. And that's why, you know, I'm kind of over arguing with people about it on Twitter. But none of us really have any idea where this thing's headed.
No. Well, you sure took some grief on Twitter today, I saw.
Well, that's going back to yesterday. I tweeted something that got people charged up, and you know, a lot of people agreed with it. A lot of people don't. That's nothing new, but I knew there was going to be people who were pissed off by it either way. But that's fine. Yeah, I'm not that worried about it.
Yeah, well, you got to get people riled up, so that's always fun.
That's what I was going for, right? No, honestly, like right now is the time when I least want to rile people up.
Somebody asked, would there be a possibility of them returning if sponsors come back, or does the national show with a contract come with a contractual amount of time?
It does not.
No.
And honestly, I mean, and it's no secret that the news is reporting that Will Cain might not be around for long. And if he's not, we're going to reevaluate at that time. But right now, today, that's the best option we've got. So yeah, I mean, there's no contractual obligation for us to carry that show for, you know, any longer than we want to. So my hope is that it's a success, and it's better than the average national show. But I don't know. I hope that on many fronts. I hope that from a PD front. I also hope it from. I mean, that's our lead-in now. That Usual yeah. Suspect show has been a strong lead-in for us. You know, their 3 o'clock hour into our 4 o'clock hour has been very strong. So, I'm hopeful that Will Cain show is good. But I don't know. I don't know what it'll be.
But, and somebody asked, does it hit you guys harder for being an all-local sports station? I don't know.
It hits us harder that we don't have corporate backing and we don't have, you know, 94.5 The Buzz to pay our bills. Like, I mean, there's these clusters all have stations, you know, Michael Berry's paying for every damn show that happens at 790. That's, there's some things that we don't have the luxury of having other stations in our cluster that are high billing stations that can carry us through times like this. Other places do, and good for them. I mean, that's one of the perks to being a big business. We're not in that big business. We're the little guys in this, and we're making the most with what we've got. But yeah, there's certainly some advantages to being where they're at.
Yeah, although somehow iHeart keeps declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah, they get to file bankruptcy, and things just keep rolling on.
Yeah, but at some point, though, even those shows that have been carrying them aren't going to be making as much money, and you know, I don't think, you know, we're not really alone in this as to what's going to happen to a lot of stations. And you know, I don't know what their situation is. I don't really care. I just care about, you know, trying to keep us going and trying to keep the station successful. But this is going to happen, and it's already happening around the country. And I, like I said, I don't think this is the end of it in any way, shape, or form. All right, let's take a real quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.